You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Lech Lecha, the Children of Abraham. When we divide the world's religions, often we focus on the division between monotheism and polytheism, focusing in on whether one believes in one god or two gods. And when looking at the monotheistic religions, we often give them the name of the Abrahamic religions, implying that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all descendants of Abraham. It is this week in our Torah portion that we read about Abraham's covenant with God, when God says to Abraham, Lech Lecha, leave your homeland and set out on this journey to the promised land to enter into the covenant with God. Later on in the Torah portion, God even says that your children and descendants will be more numerous than the stars and therefore impossible to count. And while we focus on Abraham's covenant, the reality is that in this week's Torah portion, we receive a second covenant. Following on from Abraham's entry into the covenant, we get the story of Hagar. Hagar, who is Sarai's maidservant, conceives a child for Abraham, and then she flees after Sarai persecutes her, or torments her, into the wilderness. And there she meets an angel of Adonai, and that angel gives her a similar promise as was previously given to Abraham, when the angel says, I will greatly increase your offspring, and they shall be too numerous to count. She's then told that she will have a son, whom she shall name Ishmael. And after the exchange, Hagar says, God is El Roi, because she has seen God in this place. Through the name Ishmael, which means God hears, and through the name El Roi, which means God sees, we know that at this moment, Hagar has a divine encounter. And in this way, we have the beginnings of two covenants, one with Abraham and one with Hagar, a Jewish covenant and a Muslim covenant. God placed them in the Torah in close proximity, I think, believing that the two of them could coexist in the same Torah portion, and then therefore by extension coexist in this world and even in the same land. The challenge for us today as we read the Torah portion is to see the way that often Jews and Muslims are portrayed as enemies, rivals, at war essentially with one another. But when we go back to the very beginning, our two covenants started at the same time as parallel covenants, supposed to be alongside one another. And it's striking that at the end of Abraham's life, it is Isaac and Ishmael who come together to bury their father. Today, we must hope that the children of Isaac and the children of Ishmael can once again come together, no longer for burials, but to make peace with one another. Shabbat Shalom.